Is Hollywood finally waking up, or are they just cashing in on Gaza's pain? Because either way, the cameras are rolling and someone's profiting. Let me break it down. Warner Bros., the same studio that once planned a film glorifying an Israeli Air Force figure who took part in the Nakba, now suddenly gives us a Superman story, where the storyline looks very familiar to Gaza. A people under siege, a powerful enemy, a struggle for survival, even though the director publicly claims it's not related. And here's the twist. Israelis are now calling to boycott the new Superman movie because they say it shows Superman as anti-genocide. But wait, nowhere in the film is Israel even mentioned. So why did they see themselves as villain? Now here's what really hit me in the movie. There's the scene where Superman is captured and he's being taken through a high security facility. Each cell holding a different kind of enemy of the system. One was a fashion blogger, jailed for posting against the system. Others were innocent people just for speaking out. And then there's a full corridor lined up with what looked like monkeys on computers. A direct jab at how bots and paid troll armies flood the internet to manipulate public opinion, like some have done in my previous videos. That one scene, it screamed information war, and it hit way too close to real life. That was in fiction, that was now, but here's the catch. Hollywood doesn't do that for justice. It does it when the numbers say it's safe to. Hollywood runs on algorithms, my friend, not activism. They don't move unless the data says move. They literally use AI tools like Cineletic, the industry standard predictive analytics platform trusted by studios like Warner Bros. To forecast what topics, emotions, and conflicts will sell more. They measure what people are talking about, angry about, crying about, and they turn that into stories. And the shift is visible now. A CNN poll from July 2025 shows only 23% of Americans believe Israel's military actions in Gaza are fully justified, a 27-point drop from last year. This isn't just a number, it's a message. Studios are watching, algorithms are listening. Because when public sentiment changes, Hollywood adjusts the script. And if justice starts trending, it gets packaged and sold like a storyline. And today, public sympathy has shifted. People are finally calling out injustice. The silence is breaking, boycotts are louder, and companies, including studios, are scared of being on the wrong side. Because when resistance becomes profitable, even the opposite starts selling it. So drop your thoughts, one word answer, win or wave.